Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reshow. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Thursday night with you. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brownlicker Music Hour. Chuck always gets first quest. A little Cool in the Gang to get us started here. Underrated song from Cool in the Gang.
I don't know why, but this was definitely one of my favorite songs by them.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why, but I love this song.
Can I tell you the worst song by Cool in the Gang?
Ladies' Night?
No, it's that Celebration song.
Oh, Celebration.
It's just, and the reason is it is so overplayed. Like, they do it everywhere.
Well, yeah, it's one of those songs. You know, there's some of those songs, unfortunately, become that song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a big number one hit, and it's used every wedding and event.
They were even playing it at the end of games sometimes.
I understand. I mean, it's not that I hate the song. It's just, it's so overplayed.
Yeah.
You know, it's used for everything, right? I mean, it's a catchy song. It's just, when a song gets played that much, it's just, I can't deal with it.
Right.
Hey, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game wants to celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 929thegame.com/contest and register for a chance for you and a guest to join your favorite 929 The Game host for a special Father's Day dinner June 13th at Buckhead Butcher Shop. Are we all supposed to be going to that?
I mean, we haven't gotten anything official, but the way the promo sounds, it sounds like we're all supposed to be. Well, because I don't know. What's the day again?
What day is June 13th?
June 13th. Hold on. I'm going to tell you in 2 seconds.
By the way, tell us why you want to join us in celebrating Father's Day. Entries close on Friday, June 2nd at midnight. We will announce the winners over the week of June 5th.
Okay, so the 13th. Is a Tuesday, so I'm not sure what the plan is for that. I guess me and you won't be there.
Okay. That's fine. So, okay. That's a weird night to have it. Father's Day is that weekend, right? Because I think Father's Day is the 17th or 18th or something like that.
Yeah, it's the 18th.
18th, yeah. So, okay. Feels like it's late for Father's Day.
It does, and it's ironically that Father's Day is, if the finals go that long, that's the last day.
Oh, that's the last day of the NBA finals. Yeah. Well, we got to get to. I mean, Boston's taking care of business here,
dude.
Tonight.
I don't.
84-65.
This is going to be some interesting waters that Miami's going to find themselves in. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I mean, they still have the benefit of, you know, having another game at home, but
and I don't know what his injury and status is going to be for the next game, but they did lose the guy that I always say he looks like Shamar Moore, Vincent. Gabe Vincent, I believe he's out. He's not playing tonight.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's out. Jimmy's got 14 points on 5 of 10 shooting. Tatum, who's not played well, he's got 17. Jaylen Brown's got 19. Derek White's got 19 tonight. So, but Celtics are up 84-65.
Yeah, they're rolling.
A minute 45, I guess, in the third quarter. We did have some response to our comment about the SNL characters. Our buddy Rusty says that other than Keenan Thompson on currently, and I think Keenan Thompson just left, right? Did he not
Yeah,
just
I think
leave
he the, just like yeah. announced that he was they, leaving. They, yeah.
Our buddy Rusty says, "Who is anyone funny on SNL right now?" I'll tell you who I really like, and maybe I think she's funny, but I think she's really attractive, is that Cicely, what's her name? Cicely, is it? It's not Cicely Tyson.
I would, yeah.
It's, yeah, it's what's that girl's name? Oh, God. Oh, Cicely Strong. Cicely okay. Strong. She's the black hair, long, kind of long black hair.
Yeah.
She's really attractive. But I think she's funny. But I don't know about most of the cast of Saturday Night Live. Our buddy James on the text line said that he didn't think Jimmy Fallon was funny on Saturday Night Live.
He was okay, yeah. I mean,
obviously, he did mostly the news. He was
right.
He the famous skit that I maybe there's a bigger skit that he did, but one of the famous ones that he did was he was. Do you remember? Oh gosh, that Rachel Dratch did that Debbie Downer character.
Yes.
Okay. That skit where they're at Disney World in Orlando.
Okay.
And she does the and she's yeah. like she's like just being a downer. It's oh gosh, what's Lindsay Lohan is the host. She's part of that group and Jimmy Fallon is part of that group
yeah.
and they're all cracking up laughing. And that's a big no-no for Lorne Michaels. Like his, really? One of his big things is don't crack up laughing
while you're
yes. Yes. And they were all cracking because she was so good in that as Debbie Downer and she was so good in that character or whatever. She was so good in that and the music and everything that would I mean just her facials and everything was so good. I mean she's very funny, but she was great as Debbie Downer. It's the one where they're at
Yeah,
at,
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah,
yeah
Disney
that
World
one
Orlando.
Was yeah that one
that,
was
that
yeah.
was that was very, very funny. So but yeah, that's Lorne Michaels' big thing is don't and again, people have always done it, but don't break character when you're doing this. Don't start laughing out loud and all that good kind of stuff. Braves did win tonight 8-5 as Dodd did not get the win in the game. Anderson, Dodd kind of had a rough night. 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned runs, struck out 3, did give up a couple of home runs. Aaron Nola didn't get the loss either. He was 6 and until the warm weather starts coming, I mean, and ballparks are that way too. When the Indians, when it was Jacobs Field, the Indians always did not play well early at home in like March or April because, you know, it'd be cold and it could snow in Cleveland and just cold weather, and they did not play well. But man, once that ballpark warmed up, balls were flying out of that ballpark. I mean, they would fly out of that ballpark, Jacobs Field. Now, it didn't hurt to have Manny Ramirez and Albert Bell and Jim Thome and guys like that, but those guys were always notorious, you know, in the colder temperatures, getting off to a slow start, the ball would not carry out of that ballpark. But boy, when that weather warmed up, that ball would just fly out of that stadium. So maybe Ozuna is one of those guys heating up. Again, 2 hits, you know, tonight. Albies had a couple of hits. Again, the bottom of the order did a lot. Darno had a huge pinch hit in the, what was that, the eighth inning, I believe it was. Huge, was it the eighth or the seventh? Yeah, eighth inning where they scored 3 runs. Darno with a huge pinch hit single that scored 2 runs. Really good at bats by Albies and Ozuna because they both got on base and had singles going the opposite way. They both hit a couple of opposite field singles, and then Darno comes up, pinch hits for Michael Harris. He hits a single through the left side, scores 2, and then they eventually pick up 1 more run in that inning on a Matt Olson sac fly. So Riley with a big night, 2 for 5, couple of runs, 3 RBI. Braves pounded out 12 hits tonight against Aaron Nola. So they did their job tonight. So 8 runs for the good guy. So they take care of business and a really good start to the series because I like to see the Braves take 3 out of 4. I don't like the Phillies. I like Bryce Harper a lot. I don't like the Phillies, though.
Yeah, I like Harper. I mean, I know they're a division rival, but I've never really had no major gripe about the Phillies. But let me ask you this. And we kind of talked about this a while back when Ozuna was struggling and wasn't even batting 100.
Right.
He stays hot, but your pitching woes continue. Do you consider making a trade?
I don't think anybody wants him. I don't think anybody wants him.
You don't think nobody will want him, even if he stays hot?
Yeah. I mean, the back of the baseball card doesn't lie.
Yeah.
You've got him for a whole nother year, mm-hmm. right? I mean, so I would tell you if he was in the last year of this deal, mm-hmm. then maybe he could be trade bait for somebody. Maybe he could be a DH for somebody
right.
if he was in the last year of his contract. You've got $18 million that you're on the hook for next year.
Yeah, I think that's think
the stumbling block for the Braves. Mm-hmm. Now, if you bring him to the wrong organization and he, you know, just doesn't succeed, I mean, now you're stuck with him for a whole nother year.
Right.
And now, you know, again, you get into eating that contract, right? You get into the Jason Hayward thing where they ate $23 million.
Right.
So that's the thing. I mean, you pick up the salary for this year, which would be, you know, let's just say it's the halfway point, okay? It'd be $9 million this year mm-hmm. and $18 million more next year. That's the issue that's going to be with Marcell Ozuna. Now, look, we talked about this weeks ago, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing if he gets hot for the Braves.
Right.
You know, if he hits well and he gets hot, that's only good for the Braves. There's no downside to all of that. But I don't think
he's attractive enough.
Yeah, I don't think a team's going to want him. You know, they know what he is. He's a one-trick pony, right?
Right.
You can pretty much only DH him. I mean, he's not a left fielder.
Right.
Can't play in the outfield anymore. Mm-hmm. He's not going to steal you a base.
Yeah, he struggled on that sack fly home.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, coming home to score on that from Olsen, you know, again, that's why I say, when he gets motoring, mm-hmm. like he starts circling the bases, he's got a little bit of speed when he gets motoring.
Once he gets up to full speed.
but he just doesn't get off to a fast start. I mean, yeah. he's not fast out of the gate. But I just don't think that – I don't think somebody's going to be in the – I mean, listen, anything's possible. I just don't think that with another year on his contract mm-hmm. that he's an attractive piece. Unless the Braves are willing to pick up some money.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the honest. I mean, look, I think the whole reason that they weren't able to move on from him, besides the struggles, is the fact that if the Braves weren't going to pick up some of that money, which was, you know, $37 million, because he's got, I don't know, there's some kind of $1 million buyout or something like that after next year. So it was $37 million in total. Nobody was looking at that contract saying, okay. And you still got, look, even at half a year, he was $16 million, right? So $24 million that he's owed.
Right.
You know, so then prorate that from, you know, less than 50%. So I just don't think that he is a guy that he's going to be attractive in a trade market. So, and it will be interesting to see because they might move on from some of their prospects like Vaughn Grissom and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, they might move on from some of those prospects that they have that I don't think they're in the mindset of holding on to prospects any longer.
Right.
I think they learned their lesson with Pache and Waters that there's no reason to hold on to some of these guys if they're not going to produce or if you can get your franchise better.
So. Yeah, and especially with the fact that, like, I mean, look, offensively, they've proven they can put the runs up. So now it's just a matter of getting things together with the pitching if they want to make that run. So.
Yeah, they are one of the deepest lineups in Major League Baseball. So, all right, here's what we got. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Bleacher Report has got a trade proposal for the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to give it to you next. We'll react to it. We'll get your thoughts. 404-726-0929. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios, Brownlee Music Hour rolling right along. Top of the hour, are we having, it's Thursday, so I mean, is there some gimmick host?
Nope, we're going
no
to the top of the
Hartnett,
hour, JR.
No Max von Sydow?
Nope.
Okay. Dom DeLuise? No, nobody?
Nope, JR.
Okay, all right, that's coming up at the top of the hour. Here's what we got, 404-726-0929. We took some calls on this earlier this evening, 404-726-0929. There is on Bleacher Report, this is from Dan Favale, F-A-V-A-L-E, of Bleacher Report. Talked about the idea of that the if we operate under the assumption that the Atlanta Hawks are married to the Trae Young, DeJounte Murray duo, that they can justify then chase just they can then justify chasing substantial upgrades at every other position. Jaylen Brown impacts the game on both ends like no other player on their roster. Now, here's what they propose as far as a trade goes, okay? Because Jaylen Brown is owed basically $32 million, okay? Well, it's 31.8, but let's just call it $32 million for round numbers. $32 million. So you've got to make salaries match in NBA trades, okay? Here's what they propose. We get Jaylen Brown. The Celtics get John Collins, A.J. Griffin, Jalen Johnson, this year's first-round pick, and one future first-round pick. So pick 15 this year, and then a future first-round pick. Now, Day-Day, you did not like this trade, right?
No, because I feel like you give up a lot in the young guy, in Jalen and A.J., plus the draft. And I know, you know, we talked about it, you know, that 15 pick. Once you get below five in the first round, it's a crapshoot after that. I'm watching tonight because I wanted to see, like, how does, you know, Marcus Smart, because there's going to be an odd man out on nights with this, right?
Right.
If you keep, you know, if it's Jaylen, Trey, and DeJounte, like, they're not all going, like, how does it play? Who plays well? You know what I mean? Like, night to night. Like, how does that?
Why can't all three of them play well?
I guess it's just a matter of, you know, seeing how Quinn would put it together, you know, because, okay, you know, Trey, somebody's got to be.
What's he making?
You got, I know.
What's he making? He's getting paid championship coach level?
Yeah.
Okay, then he damn sure better figure it out.
I get it. So, but you already have two ball dominant players in Trey and DeJounte.
Sure.
Like, can three coexist?
Sure. How many teams that we, I mean, again, we see three stars play together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have enough great players on your roster, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to figure out a way to get
to make it happen.
Yeah. And okay. So I don't know. What is Jaylen Brown average right now? What's his stats? What he was second team all NBA, right? Second team all NBA. What was his numbers this year? If you can look that up.
26.6.
Okay.
Per game.
So let's say he's 22-6. And he's obviously a very good defender.
Yeah.
Okay? What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
And Trae Young's 25-26? DeJounte's 20-21? What's wrong with that?
I can live with that.
Okay. I mean, look, Collins, Griffin, Johnson, the 15th pick this year and one future first runner. I'd do this deal in a heartbeat.
Yeah. It's the younger guys for me.
Here's a couple things. I had to get in this on Twitter with some guy. Jaylen Brown's not getting dealt for fish heads and rice.
No, very true.
I mean, you're not giving up a second team all NBA player. Let me repeat so everybody's listening out there. Second team all NBA. He's not some just jabron out there. It's a guy that's one of the best two-way players in the NBA. Now, the big thing is, with him, he's in line for a supermax deal. not a max deal. He's in line because he's an NBA, all-NBA player, a supermax deal. Guess what his supermax number is? 290. 290. That's a big chunk of change. Now, again, you can have, you know, you can have your multiple supermax guys and all that. It's, I mean, if you're willing to go in the luxury tax, that's fine. But he's a $290 million player. And guess what? He's going to get probably, you know, that kind of deal. He's going to get a supermax. Listen, if you're trading for Jaylen Brown, you ain't giving him, you ain't paying him, you know, Kent Bazemore money. He's getting that supermax. Just like Bradley Beal and all these guys. I mean, they get their supermax deals.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So you're going to have to fork over the scratchole to get him. And he's, and by the way, he's a $32 million player this year. That's why you can't just trade him for two first-round picks, because he's $32 million. That math doesn't work out in the NBA. That's not how NBA trades work. You got to get close to the money. And Collins is a $25 million player. And by the way, you can't just trade your junk for a great player. That's not how deals work in the NBA.
To that point, though,
you know, look at what the Suns gave up.
Yeah.
To get Kevin Durant.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they gave up some really good players.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to do.
I don't think that trade would work. I don't think Boston would take that trade, honestly.
I don't think they would either. In all honesty, I think the Celtics would reject that trade first.
Yeah.
Because I don't think those three
there's nothing attractive about that trade for them.
You could put all three of those guys together. They're not better. Mm-mm. They're not a combination of better player than what Jaylen Brown is. I mean, and again, I don't think that the Celtics are going to give Jaylen Brown the supermax extension. Not because he didn't deserve it or he didn't qualify for it. I just don't think they're going to pay that supermax extension. But somebody's going to. Somebody always pays for one of these guys, right? And do you like that deal? 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. I'd take that deal in a heartbeat. You still have, in this scenario, you still have Murray, Trey, Okongwu. You've got Clint Capella. You got DeAndre Hunter. You've got Bogey. You know, you've got pieces. You know, and you pick up a couple of guys. Again, the Miami Heat had Juwan Howard. When they had the big three, they had Juwan Howard on their bench. That's the level of guy that they said, look, let's just get rosters filled out to meet league standards, and we'll have Juwan Howard, who, what, 2 years later was coaching Michigan. We'll get Juwan Howard to ride our bench, right? And that's how you do it. When you got a whole bunch of stars, you got a whole bunch of money committed, you go get the biggest vagabonds to fill out your bench. But you still have some nice pieces on this team that are around it. You don't just have that big three and a whole bunch of scofozos running around. You got Bogey, you got Capella, you got Okongwu. But you're going to have to give up something to get Jaylen Brown. You're not getting him for fish heads and rice again. He's not going to come free and easy. It's not a matter of the Celtics don't like him as a player. I don't think the Celtics want to give him 290. I think that's the thing, is that the Celtics don't want to pony up the money. They don't want to give that kind, because again, that will give them two supermax players, because Tatum's a first team all NBA player.
Right. So for you then,
bye.
You would do it.
Bye, Felicia.
No, but I'm saying as far as the supermax part for the Hawks.
Oh yeah, of course.
You'd go ahead and do it.
Of course. I mean, again, you're going to have to. Why would he take less than that kind of deal? I mean, again, maybe he takes 280 or something instead of two. But why would he? He's not going to play for $10 million.
No, I just, you know, because I know you're saying you don't think the Celtics would do it. You think the Hawks would?
No, but I don't think the Celtics are going to do it. I think for whatever, you'd have to ask the Boston Celtics people
why
they're not going to do it. But I don't think the Celtics, all indications are pointing toward they're not going to give him the contract extension.
Hmm.
I don't know why. But again, all indications are they're not going to give him a contract extension. I don't know who else is coming up for contracts and all that. If the Williams, you know, guys are coming up for contract extensions, if Marcus Smart's coming up, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what their contract situation is. I just know that Jaylen Brown's in line for 290. That's what his number is for a supermax deal. And I just don't think the Celtics are looking at paying that kind of money for whatever reason. Maybe there is a justifiable reason. Maybe we'll get a Boston reporter on. I'll ask him.
Yeah, let's find out.
Hey, get one of these guys up there from Boston, you know, and I'll talk to the guy and say, hey, why do you think that there's maybe hesitation to sign Jaylen Brown to a supermax extension? Again, it may be a few million dollars, you know, whatever way, but that's the number. You don't get second team all NBA guys for cheap.
True.
It's just the reality of the league, you know? Just the reality. We had to give Trae Young $48 million a year, right?
Yeah.
I think next year he's 43 or 44 on the salary cap. And then over the next couple of years, he'll start getting into $46, $48 million a year. That's what supermax numbers are, man. Hey, welcome to the NBA. You got to have those kinds of guys, though, because you're not going to win with bottom tier talent, you know. And that's why I say Tony Ressler is going to have to decide that. Okay, guess what? We're in the luxury tax because you're already there now.
True.
You're in the luxury tax now. Yeah. How are you going to get better and not spend money? How are you going to build a better roster? How are you going to do a different, better roster, but you're going to save money? How does that work? Let me know how that works. And again, even the moves that they made at the trade deadline, that was about cap space. I mean, yeah, they got Sadiq Bey back, and that was good. They were saving cap space. They were getting rid of their second-round picks that have cash value, and they were also saving cap space by the Kaminsky deal and Holiday. They saved cap space. They lowered their tax threshold. So I would do that deal in a minute. Even giving up, you know, your couple of last first-round draft picks and you're giving up two first-rounders, you know, in the future, the 15th pick this year and whatever the future holds for this team, I'd do that. I know what Jaylen Brown is. I couldn't tell you tell you about 15 or whatever the next pick is for them.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I love Jaylen. I got a chance to watch him in high school, so, I mean, it'd be dope for him to come home.
And here's the other thing. If it doesn't work with DeJounte Murray, he's in the final year of his deal.
Yeah, so you could, yeah.
I mean, you sign Jaylen Brown, you sign Trae Young,
yeah,
and you build around those
guys.
That's
true.
DeJounte's in the final years.
Yeah, that's very
true. And there's no guarantees that DeJounte Murray is going to sign here anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But I was going to say, but that's going to be key, though, as to they got to decide what they want to do with DeJounte.
Well, the first thing is, are you going to offer him? I mean, again, I'm asking these questions. Okay, if I get Tony Ressler or Landry Fields on, are you going to offer DeJounte Murray a contract extension this summer?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to come out better if he gets the free agency. It's going to cost you more.
Right.
His free agent number is more than what his contract extension would be.
Right.
The difference will be they can offer him 4 years, or sorry, 5 years. You've got that with the extension. You can have a fifth year,
right?
Versus teams that sign him can only give him 4 years, mm-hmm. right? I mean, so that's the advantage you have, is he can get a fifth year guaranteed on the deal. And the new CBA upped the threshold, so I think it's instead of like 120% of his existing salary, you can go up to like 140% or 150%. So that's one of the things that was negotiated in the new CBA, is being able to offer your guys a bigger number is an extension to keep them from wanting to go to free agency,
right?
Because they can make more money in free agency. So if you're not going to offer DeJounte Murray a contract extension, you're going to play the game of, we're going to let him potentially walk. Okay. You know, again, it's if it doesn't work out, you've only got one more year, DeJounte Murray. That's it.
That's true.
All right, headed toward the top of the hour in the JR Sports Reef. One more segment to go. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Written Out to the Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Rizzo. Head to the top of the hour, JR Sports Brief coming up after us. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. I got to laugh at this whole... by the way, I'm looking at the video from Truist Park before the game.
Uh-huh.
Whew.
Talking about all the people outside.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And like I said, I saw something where with those Outkast bobbleheads, a friend of mine posted, because he went to the game, I guess, and said by the time he got to the gate, like there were more people walking around that didn't go to the game with the bobbleheads versus people inside the stadium.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what that was all about, but he was pretty hot fire. And he said he got there like an hour before gates open.
And they were just collecting bobbleheads.
Yeah. And so it's kind of messed up if you bought a ticket specifically for that and you get in and they've given them out before, you know, to people that aren't even going to the game. So.
And our buddy Garrett tweeted out a picture of it earlier.
Yeah.
I
mean, it was a sea.
From what, the 680 Studios?
Now, it was inside the stadium. You can tell by that green patch that where he was.
Okay. Yeah. were him and Chiellini together or something? Anyway. I got to laugh. The you know, this whole Oakland A's thing. So the Braves will head out to Oakland to play the Athletics here as soon as they get done with Philadelphia starting Tuesday of next week. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said that a vote on the Oakland A's prospective move to Las Vegas could take place during the owners' meeting June 13th through 15th in New York. Quote, it's possible that a relocation vote could happen as early as June. Manfred said it is very difficult to have a timeline for Oakland until there's actually a deal to be considered. There is a relocation process internally that they need to go through, and we haven't started that process yet. Okay, they've bought land at the bottom end of the strip in Vegas. They have a deal worked out with the Nevada governor who said yesterday, that legislative leaders and the Athletics have reached a tentative agreement on a $1.5 billion stadium funding that would lure them to Las Vegas. The funding bill must still be approved by the legislature, but you would figure that that's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've bought land. The governor's already got a deal in place for them. What exactly would hold them up at this point? Or I would tell Rob Manfred, go fly a kite.
Right.
In not so many words. Manfred was asked whether he believes that the door is completely closed on the possibility of the Athletics remaining in Oakland, where the team has played in 1968. Quote, I think you'd have to ask the mayor of Oakland that. She has said that she had cut off negotiations after the announcement was made in Las Vegas. Yeah, because they bought land in Las Vegas.
Right.
That's why she cut the deal off. They're not going to approve a funding bill for a city that's in debt already with a guy who leads the ownership group that's worth $6 billion. Hello, McFly. The city's not going to fund a stadium. They've said that all along. They have higher priorities. You have a $6 billion owner that leads their ownership group. Make him build a stadium. So there's not a definite deal done in Las Vegas. We'll have to see how it plays out. Rob Manfred's the definition of feckless. He's the most feckless commissioner in the world. What exactly are they? They've got land. They've reached an agreement with the governor. So you think the owners are going to stand in the way of Oakland relocating? You think the owners are going to all of a sudden they're going to lock arms with one another and form a human chain and not let the Oakland A's move to Las Vegas? This is so stupid. The Athletics have agreed to use land on the southern end of the Las Vegas Strip where the Tropicana Las Vegas Casino Resort sits. Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao has issued a statement that after the Athletics' land purchase in Nevada, saying she was disappointed the team didn't negotiate with the city as a true partner. Because they know they're not going to build you a stadium. And the owner doesn't want to, again, $1.5 billion. He ain't going to put out much of that money. He's looking for the taxpayers to do it, like they all are. You know how you stay rich? You keep your money. That's how you stay rich. You don't spend all of your money. You keep your money. The Athletics have been seeking a new ballpark to replace Oakland Alameda Coliseum, which served as their home park since, and it runs through 2024. They looked at a location near Oakland's Howard Terminal before shifting focus out of state. Yeah, because they're not going to fund you a stadium. That's why. It's no more again, what does everything in life revolve around? The two C's, right? As Jim Ross says, everything revolves around the two C's. Cash, creative. That's what everything revolves around, cash and creative. In the Oakland A's case, it's all about the cash. Their owner's not going to spend all his money, and the city's not going to fund them a new stadium. Okay? Well, guess what? I guess we got to go somewhere else. I guess we got to go somewhere else and make some money somewhere. This whole thing is just so stupid. I mean, look, just let them leave. They want out. They don't want to be there anymore. They're not going to get along with the mayor. This goes back to the last mayor, by the way, too. This guy, or this lady, Sheng Tao. Remember they had issues with the previous mayor of Oakland that they were negotiating with her? And they were, like, getting nowhere because she said, look, I'm not going to fund you a stadium. I'm not going to ask the taxpayers of Oakland, California, to build you a stadium when we got bigger fish to fry in this city. And it's one of the most populated cities in the country.
That's the unfortunate part, losing two professional teams.
But they don't have – but again, they don't have the revenue. I mean,
yeah,
they operate at such a deficit in those cities. And again, San Francisco, Oakland, I mean, when you operate at a deficit, there's only so much money to go around.
Yeah.
And they're not going to give them. And look, I don't have a problem with that. The owner of the Oakland A's, there's a group of people that own the Oakland A's. The head of their group, right? Like Tony Ressler leads a group of people that own the Hawks, right? Grant Hill's part of that group and all this and the other. The guy who leads the Oakland A's is worth $6 billion. $6 billion is his worth. Net worth, $6 billion. Build your own damn stadium.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Put the money out. Instead of always shystering the taxpayers for everything, put your money on the line.
I mean, take a page out of what the Braves just did with Truist. Like, build a multi-use area.
Well,
and
yeah. They also fleeced the Cobb County taxpayers.
Well, I know. But I'm just saying as far as...
And then they tried to go back and fleece them even more on a second go-around where they were claiming... You know, land and all this kind of like they tried to go in there and fleece him a second time.
Yeah,
they got him the first time. Then they tried to go again and like, no, you're not gonna do this a second time.
But no, I'm just saying if he's worried about his money, he can make that money back if he built a multi-use.
Well, again, you'll get the All-Star game. You'll get different things like that.
And then build a small concert venue in there. I mean, he just doesn't want to spend the money. He just doesn't want to spend the money at all.
Yeah. Again, they've got a $25 million payroll. Right. It's pretty obvious that they don't want to spend any money, right?
Yeah. Like he is is the biggest definition of cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're getting 1500 people a night at the games. And it's a shame, like I said. I mean, they're one of the great baseball franchises in American League history. You know, I mean they've always had success in Oakland. 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. You know, they've always had good teams. It's just been the last handful of years. I mean, say what you will about Charlie Finley, but he built a three-time World Series champion.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Finley was crazy. He was trying to introduce, you know, the orange baseballs and the yellow baseballs,
Remember
the night baseballs? Like they were going to play with orange and yellow baseballs, like tennis balls that were fluorescent in color. Yeah, it's crazy. But again, he wanted to win, right? He wanted to win. And he wouldn't let... They also did not anybody have facial hair, right?
Right.
Raleigh Fingers had to leave. Didn't he have to leave? No. They Was it that they did not allow facial hair?
Or I know the Yankees for sure didn't allow it. Wasn't it the Yankees that didn't?
No, because they had Bruce Gossage and Sparky Lyle and all those guys. They had.
Was it the A's? Who was it? Was it the A's?
I think it was the A's. I think Charlie Finley banned facial hair or something like that. But anyway, so. But yeah, this whole crazy situation in Oakland, it's just ridiculous. The Braves will be out there starting on Tuesday, so you better sweep them because their whole roster and franchise is in chaos. All right. Wrap things up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show. Head to the top of the hour, JR Sports Brief coming up after us. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. I got to laugh at this whole. By the way, I'm looking at the video from Truist Park before the game.
Uh huh.
Whew.
Talking about all the people outside.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And like I said, I saw something where with those Outkast bobbleheads, a friend of mine posted, because he went to the game, I guess, and said by the time he got to the gate, like there were more people walking around that didn't go to the game with the bobbleheads versus people inside the stadium.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what that was all about, but he was pretty hot fire. And he said he got there like an hour before gates opened.
And they were just collecting bobbleheads.
Yeah. And so it's kind of messed up if you bought a ticket specifically for that and you get in and they've given them out before, you know, to people that aren't even going to the game. So.
And our buddy Garrett tweeted out a picture of it earlier.
Yeah. I mean, it was a sea.
From what, the 680 Studios?
No, it was inside the stadium. You can tell by that green patch that where he was.
Okay. Yeah. were him and Chiellini together or something? Anyway. I got to laugh. This whole Oakland A's thing. So the Braves will head out to Oakland to play the Athletics here as soon as they get done with Philadelphia starting Tuesday of next week. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said that a vote on the Oakland A's prospective move to Las Vegas could take place during the owners' meeting June 13th through 15th in New York. Quote, "It's possible that a relocation vote could happen as early as June. Manfred said it is very difficult to have a timeline for Oakland until there's actually a deal to be considered. There is a relocation process internally that they need to go through, and we haven't started that process yet." Okay, they've bought land at the bottom end of the strip in Vegas. They have a deal worked out with the Nevada governor who said yesterday, that legislative leaders and the Athletics have reached a tentative agreement on a $1.5 billion stadium funding that would lure them to Las Vegas. The funding bill must still be approved by the legislature, but you would figure that that's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So they've bought land. The governor's already got a deal in place for them. What exactly would hold them up at this point? Or I would tell Rob Manfred, go fly a kite.
Right.
In not so many words. Manfred was asked whether he believes that the door is completely closed on the possibility of the Athletics remaining in Oakland, where the team has played in 1968. Quote, I think you'd have to ask the mayor of Oakland that. She has said that she had cut off negotiations after the announcement was made in Las Vegas. Yeah, because they bought land in Las Vegas.
Right.
That's why she cut the deal off. They're not going to approve a funding bill for a city that's in debt already with a guy who leads the ownership group that's worth $6 billion. Hello, McFly. The city's not going to fund a stadium. They've said that all along. They have higher priorities. You have a $6 billion owner that leads their ownership group. Make him build a stadium. So there's not a definite deal done in Las Vegas. We'll have to see how it plays out. Rob Manfred's the definition of feckless. He's the most feckless commissioner in the world. What exactly are they? They've got land. They've reached an agreement with the governor. So you think the owners are going to stand in the way of Oakland relocating? You think the owners are going to all of a sudden they're going to lock arms with one another and form a human chain and not let the Oakland A's move to Las Vegas? This is so stupid. The Athletics have agreed to use land on the southern end of the Las Vegas Strip where the Tropicana Las Vegas Casino Resort sits. Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao has issued a statement that after the Athletics' land purchase in Nevada, saying she was disappointed the team didn't negotiate with the city as a true partner. Because they know they're not going to build you a stadium. And the owner doesn't want to, again, $1.5 billion. He ain't going to put out much of that money. He's looking for the taxpayers to do it, like they all are. You know how you stay rich? You keep your money. That's how you stay rich. You don't spend all of your money. You keep your money. The Athletics have been seeking a new ballpark to replace Oakland Alameda Coliseum, which served as their home park since, and it runs through 2024. They looked at a location near Oakland's Howard Terminal before shifting focus out of state. Yeah, because they're not going to fund you a stadium. That's why. It's no more again, what does everything in life revolve around? The two C's, right? As Jim Ross says, everything revolves around the two C's. Cash, creative. That's what everything revolves around, cash and creative. In the Oakland A's case, it's all about the cash. Their owner's not going to spend all his money, and the city's not going to fund them a new stadium. Okay? Well, guess what? I guess we got to go somewhere else. Go somewhere else and make some money somewhere. This whole thing is just so stupid. I mean, look, just let them leave. They want out. They don't want to be there anymore. They're not going to get along with the mayor. This goes back to the last mayor, by the way, too. This guy or this lady, Sheng Tao, remember they had issues with the previous mayor of Oakland that they were negotiating with her? And they were like getting nowhere because she said, look, I'm not going to fund you a stadium. I'm not going to ask the taxpayers of Oakland, California to build you a stadium when we got bigger fish to fry in this city. And it's one of the most populated cities in the country.
That's the unfortunate part, losing two professional teams.
But they don't have the revenue. I mean,
yeah,
they operate at such a deficit in those cities. And again, San Francisco, Oakland, I mean, when you operate at a deficit, there's only so much money to go around.
Yeah.
And they're not going to give them. And look, I don't have a problem with that. The owner of the Oakland A's, there's a group of people that own the Oakland A's. The head of their group, right? Like Tony Ressler leads a group of people that own the Hawks, right? Grant Hill's part of that group and all this and the other. The guy who leads the Oakland A's is worth $6 billion. $6 billion is his worth. Net worth, $6 billion. Build your own damn stadium.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Put the money out. Instead of always shystering the taxpayers for everything, put your money on the line.
I mean, take a page out of what the Braves just did with Truist. Like, build a multi-use area.
Well,
and
yeah. They also fleeced the Cobb County taxpayers.
Well, I know. Yeah. But I'm just saying as far as...
And they tried to... And then they tried to go back and fleece them even more on a second go-around where they were claiming, you know, land and all this kind of like they tried to go in there and fleece them a second time.
Yeah.
They got them the first time. Then they tried to go again and like, no, you're not going to do this a second time.
But no, I'm just saying if he's worried about his money, he can make that money back. If he built a multi-use,
well, again, you'll get the All-Star game. You'll get different things like that.
And then build a small concert venue in there. I mean, he just doesn't want to spend the money. He just doesn't want to spend the money at all.
Yeah. Again, they've got a $25 million payroll. Right. It's pretty obvious that they don't want to spend any money, right?
Yeah. Like he is. And he is the biggest definition of cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're getting 1,500 people a night at the games, and it's a shame. Like I said, I mean. They're one of the great baseball franchises in American League history. You know, I mean, they've always had success in Oakland. 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. You know, they've always had good teams. It's just been the last handful of years. I mean, say what you will about Charlie Finley, but he built a three-time World Series champion.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Finley was crazy. He was trying to introduce, you know, the orange baseballs and the yellow baseballs,
Remember that, yeah.
Remember the night baseballs? They were going to play... Play with orange and yellow baseballs, like tennis balls, that were fluorescent in color. It's crazy. But again, he wanted to win, right? He wanted to win. And he wouldn't let they also did not let anybody have facial hair, right?
Right.
Raleigh Fingers had to leave. Didn't he have to leave? No. Was it that they did not allow facial hair?
I know the Yankees for sure didn't allow it. Wasn't it the Yankees that didn't?
No, because they had Bruce Gossage and Sparky Lyle and all those guys. They had.
Was it the A's? Who was it? Was it the A's?
I think it was the A's. I think Charlie Finley banned facial hair or something like that. But anyway, so. This whole crazy situation in Oakland, it's just ridiculous. The Braves will be out there starting on Tuesday, so you better sweep them because their whole roster and franchise is in chaos. All right. Wrap things up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.